like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Barry Liss.
And this is It's Movie Time. Barry, you and I have seen many versions of Romeo and Juliet. In fact, I remember this summer, we went to Actors Theater and we were very pleased. Now we have a new movie version.
Well, John, we certainly do have yet another movie version. It seems as if every generation of moviegoers has to have its own film version of Romeo and Juliet.
But this one by Carlo Carle, who is the director, and starring Haley Steinfeld and Douglas Booth.
Yes.
Barry, does it stack up?
I would say no. Unfortunately, it has the gorgeous Renaissance settings and costumes, and it has some good performances in the minor roles. But it's Romeo and Juliet without Romeo and Juliet.
So Haley Steinfeld from True Grit. Barry, you mean to tell me she was nominated for an Oscar in that role?
She doesn't make it as a Shakespearean heroine. She doesn't make it as Juliet in spite of her youth. And when you have a Romeo who's prettier than the Juliet, you're in trouble.
I agree. I mean, isn't that obnoxious?
Right.
He is, of course, model perfect.
Right.
Douglas Booth. And she isn't as attractive as I think Juliet would need to be.
Right.
But secondly, she runs through her lines, Barry, which is something as a mortal sin for us.
Rushes the lines, mumbles the lines, the gorgeous poetry, which is already cut to shreds.
Well, we have Julian Fellowes,
yes,
who did the screenplay and therefore the adaptation and therefore some of the modernization. He wrote Gosford Park.
And Downton Abbey, which I haven't followed, but people rave about.
Yes, right. Barry, let me give you a few lines from this play. The nurse has to say this: "I must say you have good taste in men." I've never heard that in Shakespeare.
I haven't either.
Somebody says, "The road to hell is paved with good intentions." Barry, that was never said in Shakespeare, nor would the bard have ever done
that. What a cliche and what an insult to Shakespeare.
But Barry, is there a performance that could possibly save this film?
Well, no, because without a proper Romeo and Juliet, you can't save it. But there are some good supporting performances. Paul Giamatti comes through as Friar Lawrence.
That little impish friar thinking he can do good by faking her death.
And feeling so terrible when everything falls apart.
Yes,
when
great.
Everything turns around, as he says. And Damian Lewis as the father is scary when he excoriates Juliet and tells her, "You'd better do what your dad tells you to do and marry the man of his choice or you're out of my house, you are disowned." It scared me.
And Damian Lewis is a seasoned actor, as many of the supporting roles are. And I think by contrast with the youthful Romeo and Juliet, it makes them look even worse. Beautiful cinematography in Verona and Mantua.
Oh, gorgeous. I mean, and the costumes.
By those beautiful walls, and the women inside are walking under these frescoed ceilings.
Yeah.
Definitely worth seeing.
Right. And I have never been to Mantua, but I've been to Verona, and it is gorgeous. The other young people in the cast were all better than Romeo and Juliet. Tybalt and the Paris and the Benvolio were fine in their roles.
I agree.
And they were young actors, but they could act.
Barry, it comes to us now to give this film, this new adaptation of Romeo and Juliet, a grade. And so, Barry, what grade would you give it?
I cannot go higher than C. And I'm only doing the C because it's so gorgeous to look at. And some of the supporting roles are well taken.
Yes.
With the Romeo who's not there and the Juliet who's not there, I can't give it more than a C.
Well,
the play is Romeo and Juliet.
We're of the same mind.
Yeah.
I'm awarding it a C minus.
Yeah.
And one of the strengths being the cinematography.
Yeah.
The other strength being Paul Giamatti for me as Friar Lawrence.
Yeah.
And then Leslie Manville as the nurse. And Damian Lewis, as we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
So we had some really fine supporting actors here. But the C minus for me indicates a deep disappointment. So Barry, I have to end with another unpoetic line from Romeo and Juliet just to seal the deal here with our C and C minus. And this would be when Lady Capulet says to Juliet, "See if you can be happy with him." It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.